Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ozzie Guillen.
I'm the captain of the boat.
Former White Sox manager.
I mean, I don't know how much payment I was.
ESPN Deportes.
Okay, I'm going to watch the All-Star game? Hell no.
Talking the latest around Major League Baseball. Ozzie Guillen.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 of the Score. Ozzie Guillen joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Ozzie. How are you?
Morning, Ozzie.
Morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing okay. We're doing better than the local baseball teams.
I can see that.
Yeah.
That's not too hard.
You know, I got to tell you, we talked about this idea that the Cubs have started the season 3-8, and I think we expected the White Sox to struggle, but I don't think we saw this coming with the Cubs. And we're trying to put a finger on what's going on, and then all of a sudden, John Lester goes down. Now, John Lester is 35 years old. He is nearing the end. We all know that. And you would think that at this point they had sort of steeled themselves for his eventual departure. And instead, we're tearing our hair out and saying, how do you survive without John Lester? And it's a legitimate question, Ozzie. How do you survive without John Lester, even if it's just a game or two? He's their most consistent pitcher.
Well, the only way you can do it is Quintana, Hamill, Hendrick. You got to step it up. You know, no matter who's coming to, you know, to take care of the Lester's path, you're not going to be the same. But those three guys have to step it up. Darvish, you got to step it up. And when you those four guys step it up, you're going to miss a little bit less. Well, you know, if you're going to count Lester by himself to win the division, I think people's wrong. I think, you know, he got any help. This guy was throwing the ball very, very, very well. And, you know, the leadership, there's responsibility. Everything on the field, Lester had, those guys got to come up and try to help that.
Ozzie, it took a little heat earlier from some texters and a caller for saying that Chris Bryant has earned the benefit of the doubt. He's going to be okay. He's going to hit. He hasn't hit. He hasn't been the guy that you saw on opening day, and he hasn't been as productive as the Cubs need him to be moving forward. What have you seen in Chris Bryant, and how patient would you be with him?
Well, this guy is MVP. I cannot say too much about Bryant because he's one of my favorite players. He is my favorite player in baseball. You know, I mean, I never see Trout every day the way I see Bryant. I wonder if Bryant, excuse me, is Bryant still hurt? You know what I mean? I think his shoulder still hurt. But, you know, I hear Joe say he's fine. You know, saying any complaint about it. I think he tried to pressure a little bit too much. I think I got to, you know, come back and looking stable in the beginning of his career when he was in MVP and see what he was done and go for there. But to me, I'm not worried about him because he had like maybe 100 bad less than that. But this kid, hopefully, he's not put pressure on himself. Hopefully, he can come out of there. But what you see is not the same one you see in the past. And that's why people asking questions about how he is, how he's doing. But, I mean, this kid has too much talent. I will let him see what happens for the next 10, 20 games, see what happens. He starts swinging the bat the way he can swing the bat.
You know, Ozzie, I look at the White Sox, and I've decided that the only way to kind of get through this season is to what I care about are individual players. I care about Moncada and his development. I care about Aloy and whether the power comes. And I, you know, look, he got a double in the ninth inning yesterday, and everyone can say it's the ninth inning, but guess what? He got a double. Tim Anderson. These are guys that are going to be part of the future. And these are guys that matter to me. I look at the pitchers the same way. I don't get too caught up in the wins and losses. What do you make particularly of those three guys, of Moncada and Aloy and Anderson? And do they look like pieces of the future to you?
Well, there's no doubt about it. I think the kids grow up. You know, I had the opportunity last night to be with them, talk to them. at the Moncada, you have a lot of, you know, now with experience, you got a lot, it's very comfortable. You feel very good about it. Obviously, you're not going to hit 500 all year. And you talk to Anderson, he can be all 400. He's always positive. You know, I mean, this kid is, he's weird, funny, but he has so much confidence in himself. Sometimes you think he's a little cocky. I don't think he's cocky. He got confidence. I think Jimenez, you know what I mean, he's a very, you know what I mean, also I talked to him last night, he's very, you know, quiet kid. He know what he's doing, not to do. And I think three guys going to be the key of the ball club, yes. But this ball club is going to be pitching. But those three guys, the future of the White Sox, with no doubt about it, no doubt about it. The question is going to be Jimenez, because he only have few at-bats in the big league. But the way you see how he hit, how he go about his business, how he react, what he's doing, good or bad, that's what's the plus. But those two, you know, I think Moncada and Anderson is ready to take off. They're not kids anymore. They know when they cannot wait for them anymore. They're ready to go. And I think those two guys is going to be the key of the White Sox future.
Ozzie, back to the Cubs for a moment. Since the implosion in Milwaukee, the Cubs bullpen has been pretty good. I think they're on a streak of 15 scoreless innings or so, and there have been guys who have been more consistent than they were in the first few games of the season. Where are you with the Cubs bullpen, and who in there do you trust?
Oh, my God. You know, right now as a fan, you don't trust anyone. You know, if you're a manager, you have to trust everyone. That's because that's the reason they are in the big league. That's the reason they need to be used. That's the reason they bring it to the game. When the manager lose faith at the bullpen, now trust, now you have a problem because the decision is always going to be worse. I think Joe Maddon right now, you're asking the same question. He was asking, you know, he trusts everyone. He believes in everyone. He got faith in everyone. It's all about them to go out there and do the job. I think the bullpen, you know, watching the games, the problem they have is walking people. Walking, when you're walking people, it's kind of going to help you in any possible way. And they got to cut walking people, you know, try to chase, throw more strikes and challenge the batter. But, you know, it's a manager. That's the worst enemy you can have in baseball. When you not have a good bullpen, believe me, that's a headache. But in the meanwhile, you know, Joe has to trust them and have faith in them and, you know, I mean, hopefully can count with them.
You know, the White Sox obviously won their home opener and then were lost the series to Seattle and then lost the series, got swept by Tampa. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday and he's saying, well, those are good teams. You can't get too worked up about it. And I'm like, they got the Yankees next. You know, that's like these teams, there are good teams in baseball and you got to be able to win games. And it's the starting pitching that really kind of gets you wondering. I mean, I get it if Giolito is going to be up and down. I get it if Lopez is going to be up and down. He's been mainly down, and the other guys are there to fill out the rotation. But Rodon, I expect more of. He was a number three pick overall in baseball, and he's got to be good for all of this to work. And it's frustrating when he's up and down. Why is he so inconsistent?
Well, you say you nailed that one. You got to be more consistent. You got to throw more strikes. You cannot think about slide is the best pitch to strike people out. Not because you're a big league pitcher, you're a great big league pitcher. I think this kid, you know, he treats himself like he's an ace. Just be himself, you know, just go there and chase, you know, make those guys make contact. Don't try to strike out everybody. Obviously, you know, I'm not going to make an excuse, but the way it's done, be the best one because they can feel the ball, whatever. But in the meanwhile, this guy, strike is the best. When you throw fastball, a well-located fastball, that's the best pitch in baseball. And that's what they need to do. I think they try to throw harder, try to strike everyone. I try to say that I think because it's number one guy was the ace for them in the beginning of the season or opening day pitcher. He tried to pitch like one. I think he had to be, believe me, he'd be facing pretty good competition against him. There's no doubt about it. But meanwhile, the competition throws 6-7 innings, only three or four. When you look up to the scoreboard, you're down by three with 70 pitches in three innings. I think Cooper and manager Rick Renteria need the starter to go longer because if the starters don't go longer, especially Rodon, they're going to have problems in the bullpen. But Rodon needed to throw more strikes. He had to be more consistent. Not because you pitch in the big league, you are a good big league pitcher. And he had the stuff, to me, got a great stuff to be a good one. But consistency is the best one. And I think, you know, just try to strike out the guy with one pitch. Try to make contact early in the count to see how that works.
Ozzie, why does a team like the Cubs, with so many gold glove caliber fielders, why are they having so many problems defensively, and how important is it for them to fix it?
Well, there we go. They'll be fine. They're veteran players. They don't have any kids in the ballpark, you know, down in the field. I think they have, you know, if you look around, Vi's going to make errors, guys. Vi's going to be making outstanding plays, but in the meanwhile, because he's so good, he got so much range, he's taking chance in every play. He will make errors. But in the meanwhile, everybody out. I mean, the weather's been, you know, it don't help those guys at all on the field. And that could have been the factor about it. And hopefully that get better. It's not going to get worse. But those guys, believe me, you look around one by one in the infield and the outfield, you know, Amora, Hayward, those guys be fine. That will be better. That's not the body that will be better.
Yeah, you know, I guess, Ozzie, I think that expectations are something that it's hard, you know, when you have a lot of money invested in something, it's hard to believe it's not working. When you have less money involved, it's easier to believe it's not working. And then the story comes out from Forbes about how much money these clubs are making, and the Cubs, and you just drive by the place, they're making $87 million or something. The White Sox last year made 76, and they're not investing the same thing. It just seems like that is a lot of money to be walking away with every year, and they need to pour a significant portion of that back into the team. Is it unfair for me to look at the money lists and demand more from the team I follow?
Well, I think right now, I don't know what to defend the White Sox. I think right now they're waiting for the right time to, you know, they tried to sign Machado. I was glad they did it. I was the one guy who was against that, because I think they can use that money with three or four players in the future. I think they're waiting right now to when the team is ready to go. Right now they don't show any movement forward to say, okay, we're going to invest this guy. We're going to invest this money in three pitchers or three players or whatever they need. I think right now they're waiting to see when the team is ready and all the song invest the money in free agents coming in and hopefully can go from there. But, you know, they try to, you know, what we see of the field, they try to invest good money on people. You know, they sign Jimenez. Now they try to sign Machado. They couldn't. Now I think Machado's money is still there. Just take $40 million. I don't know how much they pay, $100 million they pay Jimenez. But they still have money for the future. Hopefully, they keep that money, and when when they think the team is ready to go and make the next steps, I think they have the money there to invest.
I just hope there's some players left that
yeah,
you can
in
still
free agency.
Go get.
You never know what's it going to be in there in free agency. Thanks, Ozzie.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Take care, buddy. That is Ozzie Guillen. Always a joy to talk to him.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.